This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Free Talk Live, and we are kicking off the third hour of this live Sunday edition of the program. We have been all Richmond, all guns, all night here so far tonight. With you, it's Ian.
Richie Rich.
And Melanie.
And you can bring up anything that you want. It doesn't have to be what might happen tomorrow. There's been a lot of speculation, obviously, on how big this big protest is supposed to be. The government in the government gang there in Richmond is certainly expecting it to be large. They're doing a lot of preparations, including a gun ban during this particular gun protest. Actually, I'm not sure for how long this gun ban's going to last. I don't know if it's only expected to be the one day or if it's just from now on.
Well, until he lifts the state of emergency.
Until he lifts, right, which, of course, many states of emergency have never been lifted. Why bother? I mean, if you can just implement a state of emergency and then get, you know, garner more power for yourself, why would you ever want to let that go if you are a power-seeking sicko? So that's what we're dealing with here. And so the question is, how big is this rally going to be? Is it going to be a peaceful rally? Will it be disturbed by agents provocateur trying to stir up violence so there's an excuse to start shooting on the crowd? Will somebody successfully sneak a gun through a checkpoint? Will there be someone shot at a checkpoint? You're not going to take my guns from me here. Bam. You know, who knows? Anything could go down tomorrow, or it'll be completely non-eventful and nobody shows up. I mean, so...
Best case scenario.
There's a whole... Well, I don't know what the best case scenario is, honestly. I don't know if it would be a bad thing if, there was a shootout.
Okay.
I mean, obviously, people dying is a bad thing, but as you guys pointed out earlier in the show, if the government keeps going in the direction of, well, we want to start confiscating people's guns, then eventually, likely, somebody's going to get shot over it.
Yeah.
So whether it's tomorrow or half a year or a year down the road, does it really matter?
No, but I don't know
if the front yard of the state house, or it was the state house, right? The state house with a bunch of, with Antifa with you is the best way to do that.
Well, you're probably not going to have the best option, whatever it is. Yeah. You know, whenever they come for guns, that kind of thing, it's probably not going to be, there's not going to be like a best scenario.
I just don't like the unarmed corral of...
Right, and that's what they got a little bit more of information here at GreenwichTime.com. They're interviewing Todd Gilbert, the House Minority Leader, a Republican from Shenandoah, said in a written statement on Saturday, quote, any group that comes to Richmond to spread white supremacist garbage or any other form of hate, violence, or civil unrest isn't welcome here. While we and our Democratic colleagues may have differences, we're all Virginians and we'll stand united in opposition to any threats of violence or civil unrest from any quarter. Of course, they won't be united against threats of violence from the police because they support those threats of violence. Gilbert declined to discuss the content of the briefing, but his statement referred to efforts to, quote, infuse the event with a, quote, twisted or extreme worldview, unquote. Outside the Capitol, authorities used tall chain-linked barriers to create a pie-shaped pen for the rally. The area takes up about a third of Capitol Square, a manicured park dotted with monuments to historical figures ranging from Native Americans and George Washington to a segregationist governor and civil rights leaders. The monuments were protected with additional fencing, as well as the executive mansion to the east. So they're protecting the governor.
I don't like that they're already like pre-scapegoating white supremacists as if that's the only group that would be willing
that would
to
cause
start
problems.
Yeah.
Well, and again, they already arrested three of alleged white supremacists.
Wait, this is not a white supremacist rally. This is an anti-gun control rally.
Right, but they're saying that the only people that are willing to start violence is going to be the white supremacist group. Meaning that if violence does occur, they'll likely say that one of those is the agent provocateur that snuck through, regardless of who actually started it.
The square is usually open on all sides to foot traffic. However, under Northam's emergency order, access is restricted to one spot. Just inside the entrance at 9th and East Gray Streets, the crowd will be split into 17 lines for screening with metal detectors.
There you go.
So, yes, you will be screened if you are attempting to get into this protest zone. Anyone attempting to bring in weapons will be turned away, but police will not confiscate the items. So that's good, I suppose. Glad they're not actually taking guns at the checkpoint. So if you have a gun, you'll just be told you can't come in.
Yeah.
Officials have said demonstrators who do not want to part with their guns may remain armed on the city streets. Authorities say they will cut off admission to the rally once the crowd hits a certain number, which they have declined to disclose. We go to Dana on the line in Grand Rapids, Michigan, listening to WTKG out there. Go ahead, Dana.
Hi, guys. Ian, I want to thank you. Before the last break, you brought up the 38% that voted in the last election. And that, I've been listening to these people, and I'm saying this because I'm calling from Michigan, and I support the rally, gun ban rally, that all these people are going out there, but there wouldn't have had to been the rally or the protest had they gone out and voted. You know, people think that voting doesn't count. I'm one of those people until Trump got elected. Not any school board or municipal, state, or local election ever made me believe my vote counted. Mm-hmm. But you know what they say? My mother always said this. If everybody felt that way, then the other side would always win. And it only takes one person, like a governor or and a handful, just a few over in the, you know, over the number in the state legislature, both the Senate state and the state rep, to do things like this. So for all the Virginians listening, because you have such a large group listening tonight to your show, I want them to know. I know you're tired after work. I am too. I know you got little ones. But people in Virginia understand what happened. Your state was blood red for years, and it got turned blue. It got turned blue because those socialists / communists, progressives, and the millennials, as well as some of the older ones, the Gen Xers, moved to Northern Virginia from Washington because they worked for the bureaucracy in Washington. This is not me saying this. I'm not trying to be melodramatic here. You can check this out. They moved into Northern Virginia, which is adjacent to Washington, because although it's outrageously expensive, it's still cheaper than Washington. Mm-hmm. And I'll say one thing about those socialists and communists and those big government people is I don't care how many little kids they got tied to their apron strings, no matter what's going on when there's an election, even if it's the school board, they get off their butts and vote. I want to tell you something about your last caller, Jim, that called in. Now, what do we do if we go out and vote and they steal an election? That's a problem. We need to address that because I'm going to tell you something. I wasn't a Mitt Romney fan, but I sure as hell wasn't voting for Obama. In 2012, they did an entire county exit poll in Virginia. I think it was Harrison County and one in Ohio. Both of those particular counties were red. In addition, when they did the exit poll, they did a whole day exit poll. It was almost entirely, it was overwhelmingly for Mitt Romney. And yet, when all was said and done, and this refers to the last caller before break about the stealing of election, it was completely almost 100% for Obama. Now, tell me how that happened. But, Ian, you were right on the money. You cannot bitch and complain about the government you have. You get the government you deserve. People in Virginia.
I don't think I said that.
No, you didn't say that. You said the 38% people didn't turn out for 2018. And you're right, Ian, to bring that up because all these callers are talking about the rally. Yes, I support that. Get on your Instagram. Get on your Facebook. Spread the word to turn out. But there isn't a need for protest if you do the front end work. Just vote and vote.
I'm going to let the anarchists come out here for a minute and say that free people don't vote.
Well, hold on, Dana. You've been rambling there for a bit. Go ahead, Richie.
I'm going to let the inner anarchists come out for a minute because this is where I'm okay with the violence. Right, free people don't vote for masters. Right, free people declare themselves to be free and defend themselves against encroachment. If the government doesn't want to encroach on free people, then free people don't need to get violent. It's when they start the encroachment that you have to defend yourself some way, somehow.
Dana, thank you for the call tonight. I do appreciate hearing from you. Toll-free number is 855-453. That's 855-450-3733. Well, look, voting has not stopped the government from getting bigger. That's for damn sure. There's more coming up.
I want to tell you about my favorite cryptocurrency wallet, Edge Wallet, at edge.app. Edge is the wallet I use more than any other, and that was true long before Edge Wallet became a sponsor of Free Talk Live. Edge Wallet allows you to buy, sell, trade, and securely hold your cryptocurrencies, including Bitcoin, Ethereum, tokens, Monero, Ripple, Dash, Bitcoin Cash, and more. It's available for both Android and iOS, and you can download it via the Play or App Store or via Edge Wallet's website, edge.app. Secure your freedom with Edge Wallet.
Does your dog itch, scratch, stink, or shed like crazy? Come to Dynavite for help. Order a 90-day supply of Dynavite. Pick up two bottles of Lickachops, get the third bottle free. New improved Lickachops with omega-6, omega-3, vitamin E, and now 6 extra direct-fed microbials. Even better for the digestive tract and immune system. And dogs love it. Try Lickachops. Buy two, get one free. This is Henry Lukasevic for Dynavite.
DINOVITE.com.
Have you heard of LibertyCon? LibertyCon is not only a convention with great speakers like Whole Foods CEO and co-founder John Mackey and Nobel Prize winner Vernon Smith, but it's also unique because you get a chance to network with more than 70 pro-liberty organizations, one-on-one for the purpose of career advancement, business, and internship opportunities. April 3rd through 5th in Washington, D.C. You can learn more by visiting LibertyCon.com and use code FTL for a $10 discount on your registration. That's LibertyCon.com.
The next generation wallet is coming from Divi. In just a few taps, you'll be able to send, earn, spend, and exchange digital money in seconds. Send money around the globe with only a swipe. Instantly exchange between Divi, Bitcoin, and fiat right in the mobile app and withdraw directly to your bank account. Divi already offers the first one-tap solution for earning passive income with crypto. Multi-tiered masternodes allow everyone to partake in the network. Visit DiviProject.org. DiviProject.org.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full-body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Maybe not today. Maybe not tomorrow. But soon, you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps. The ultimate, fully functional, off-the-grid, mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family survival to survivalistcamps.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live. You can dial in toll-free here and bring up whatever you want. Our number is 855-450-FREE like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. If you are in Virginia, especially if you're in Richmond, and you're planning on attending the protest tomorrow, and you've got some, I don't know, predictions and expectations as to what you expect is going to happen, We'd love to hear from you. With you tonight, it's Ian.
Richie Rich.
And Melanie.
Want to say thanks to Paul Ritter, who is a Free Talk Live Gold amplifier. Paul contributes $10 a month to the Free Talk Live amp program. And really appreciate it because it helps us advertise, market, and promote Free Talk Live. That means that we can do radio advertising to reach out to program directors. You actually heard from one of them call in tonight, which is unusual when program directors call the show. But it has happened. It's not unheard of. Because, you know, we're open phones. We'll talk to you about anything. And these guys have opinions, too, sometimes, which is cool. But, you know, he knew who I was because I've called his office before and tried to get him to take the show.
Three Post-it notes worth of calls.
And, you know, they're busy guys. You know, they get to you if they can get to you. But, you know, that's one of the things that we do. And also we go to the talk show conventions, of which there's really only one now. It used to be like a couple a year. Now there's only one. It's Talkers Media Seminar in our new media seminar in New York City. And we do go there on a once a year basis. So we're going there again this year. Although I actually haven't gotten an answer from Mark as to whether or not he's going to go this year, because I don't know if he's going to be in Saipan or not in the Mariana Islands. And it's a bit of a hike to get out to New York City from Saipan as compared to just driving 4 hours from New Hampshire.
You're going to have to raffle off his ticket to one of the other multitude of co-hosts.
That won't be hard to do. I'm sure Aria or somebody else would love to take a trip to Manhattan. So either way, Free Talk Live will be there in some form or another, and it's because of Free Talk Live listeners like Paul Ritter and you, possibly. If you're going to join the AMP program, you can do that at amp.freetalklive.com. It's ampamp.freetalklive.com. Police say they are expecting rallygoers to start lining up tonight, even though it is expected to be freezing in Richmond, Virginia tonight. The authorities say they are setting up two medical tents in the area in case of injuries. Story from GreenwichTime.com. The hoopla is focused on promises by the governor to enact sweeping gun control this year, including limiting handgun purchases to one per month, banning military-style weapons and silencers, allowing localities to ban guns in public spaces, and enacting a red flag law so authorities can temporarily seize weapons from someone somebody thinks is a threat. These are all, you know, freedom-oriented, unconstitutional, terrible ideas, and they deserve to be opposed, but our last caller was suggesting that voting would somehow solve these problems.
You should have voted harder, Virginia.
And I don't know. I mean, yeah, okay, maybe you could have kept this crop of Democrats out for this moment, but ultimately, voting has not stopped the government from getting as oppressive and as intrusive as it currently is.
And it's not like the Republicans are better, right? They might be better on this
on
issue.
Guns, maybe,
on
yes.
Guns. Right. So if you had voted in a Republican governor and legislature, like, what would the issue be this time? What would the issue be instead of this Second Amendment issue?
I don't know. Maybe they ban abortion or something like that.
Could be.
Force the Bible down kids' throats or
also
whatever.
A possibility.
These are all typical with Republicans, right? So, yeah, I mean, they want you to be... to do the things they want you to do and not do the things they don't want you to do. And so do the Democrats. And it's all the same. It's all just statism and authoritarianism being shoved down people's throats. And we're not there yet to end people's beliefs in this system, unfortunately.
Yeah.
While I'm with you that voting isn't ultimately going to change a whole lot about this, Richie, I'm also not opposed to people who try to vote.
Sure.
Because there are very few options that you do have besides violent revolution. And if it is possible to send a message, say, by voting for the Libertarian candidate,
right,
or something like that, then I don't think there's anything wrong with that necessarily. Just don't expect it to really make a big difference.
It's stabilization care, if anything, in the cases that it is. It's not going to cure it. It's not going to get rid of the state.
No.
But it will stop something from getting worse and...
Could.
A lot of cases.
It could.
So here's a question that I posed to one of the other porcupines, you know, liberty migrating people in Manchester where I live.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Like I said, violence is always the answer. We do everything possible peaceful before we get to violence. At least that should be the goal in most human interactions where there's conflict.
I'd agree with you there. Yeah.
Okay.
I mean, I don't support violence. But ultimately, I'm not a pacifist. So
right.
If it does come down to somebody who I care about is being threatened, I wouldn't oppose using violence
right.
to stop it.
So those who vote, they look at that as like one more nonviolent means to achieve freedom, to achieve liberty. Let's go ahead. Let's get the laws passed. Let's vote for the right legislatures in. Like, my question to him was like, how many more election cycles do you need? right? Before you said, like, we've exhausted this nonviolent method. We need to try something else, right?
Well,
like,
what else?
I don't know. That's what I'm saying. That was my question.
Well, I support mass noncompliance.
Okay. Okay. That is kind of the opposite question to me, because the question isn't how many things can we do to put off resistance. The question is, do we have enough of people to effectively achieve resistance? And right now the answer is no.
Okay. You don't even have enough people to effectively non-cooperate. Like, resistance is one thing. If you're talking about, like, violent resistance, that's a whole other set of, you know, even less or even fewer
people. There's no real such thing as non-violent resistance. You're either resisting or you're not.
Well, no, there is absolutely non-violent resistance. It's called non-cooperation. It's where you don't do what you're told. It's where if they tell you...
It's not resistance, though. It's just kind of being there.
Well, I mean, if you aren't going along to get along, you are resisting in that way. So I'll give you an example. Lauren Canario, who you may have met at some point. She's one of the activists, the early movers up here. Do you know Lauren?
No.
Okay, so she was an early mover, like before even Free Talk Live moved here. She went to New London, Connecticut, where they were stealing people's homes back in 2005. You may recall the Kelo versus New London Supreme Court case, where the Supreme Court ruled that the government gang can steal people's property for private purposes. So no longer just for, like, oh, we want to build a park or, you know, some other government thing.
Public benefit as opposed to public use.
Right, to use the money, oh, well, we're going to get more tax dollars from this if we convert it to a private business park instead of this neighborhood, which is what it's been for generations. So they stole people's homes from them. She went down there and she engaged in non-cooperation, civil disobedience. She sat on the porch of one of these homes, you know, that they wanted to steal from these people, and, you know, bulldozer comes up or whatever, and she's there on the porch just reading a book. And they had to physically remove her from that porch because she was not going to go voluntarily
on her own. Yeah, that's civil disobedience. It's not resisting. You're not resisting anything. When they went and picked her up, the way you're telling the story, she didn't resist that. She let them pick her up and move her off the porch.
But there's still resistance involved because they had to pick her up. Most people, when they get arrested, will just do what they're told, right? Oh, put your hands behind your back, walk this way, get in the car. She made them do everything. Not only that, but when she was in the jail and they came to take her to court, she didn't even leave her jail cell. She forced them to go in there, bring a wheelchair to the cell, pick her up from inside the cell, put her in the wheelchair, take her out to the, you know, the paddy wagon, lift her up, put her in the paddy wagon, then do the same thing at the court, wheel her into the courtroom. And so basically...
Man, I'm not saying she should have, but okay, right.
It's not violent resistance. Okay, she's not pushing back, she's not straining against them, but at the same time, she's also not cooperating with them. So it's non-cooperation. If you had even a small percentage of people non-cooperating, refusing to pay tickets, refusing to obey, you could throw a major wrench into the works without ever having to lift a finger.
I won't resist, but I won't assist either.
That's right, yeah. Without ever having to lift a finger, you could do a whole lot to really clog the system with non-violent cases and things like that. Phones are all of a sudden loaded up. We're going to get to your calls and thoughts here. 855-450-FREE, like freedom.
Gold has definitely been on the move recently, and there is no more secure investment historically. McIlvany ICA has been helping people take delivery of precious metals and find storage options for decades. They've helped thousands of investors with their precious metal IRAs. Call ICA today for your free portfolio review at 800-525-9556 or download their free report online at ICAGoldSilver.com to learn how you can double your gold and silver ounces even within an IRA. 800-525-9556. ICAGoldSilver.com.
Bitcoin.com has launched a trading platform at local.bitcoin.com, allowing you to buy or sell Bitcoin Cash via dozens of payment methods like PayPal, Venmo, bank deposit, remittances, or meeting in person with cash. There are no ID requirements to sign up for and use the site, and all communications between buyers and sellers are encrypted. Finally, a global trading platform that respects your privacy. Visit local.bitcoin.com to get started trading Bitcoin Cash. local.bitcoin.com.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
Hawaii's governor says two police officers were killed when a man opened fire as they were responding to an assault call. KGME-TV reporter Keahi Tucker says there was also a big fire.
The suspect's house caught fire. It appears he set the fire. That fire started to rage, but because there was an active shooter situation and this man had already killed two police officers, fire crews could not get to that house. That fire spread. We've confirmed at least four homes were burned down. At least three of them just completely destroyed rubble. It may be as many as six homes that have burned.
A third officer was injured. Police have identified the suspect as 69-year-old Jerry Hannell. He was found dead inside his home near Diamond Head, which is just past Waikiki. This is USA Radio News.
Hi everyone, Wayne Alarouche. Listen carefully to another great offer on one of the most sought-after assets on earth. The world of political turmoil just gets crazier and crazier. Impeachment hearings, China trade wars, Fed money pumping, which are creating bubbles that could burst any day now. With one exception, gold and silver, which are currently undervalued and have excellent growth potential in 2020. So here's another irresistible offer to help you cash in on asset protection while you still can. My sponsor, Swiss America, is willing to ship my listeners another popular silver coin, the U.S. Peace Dollar, for just $16.50 each delivered while supplies last. You heard me right. This is an exclusive offer to my listeners by calling 800-289-2646. Write it down. 800-289-2646. Get your supply of silver U.S. Peace Dollars for just $16.50 each delivered. 800-289-2646 or go to SwissAmerica.com.
Hey guys, it's Sue Costner, your favorite sexual health expert, with another version of Ask the Pro. This month, I got a letter from Sandy in Seattle about an explosive bedroom secret she and her husband recently discovered. She writes, "Dear Sue, my husband and I used to have a great life in the bedroom, but in the last few years, he has struggled. He's tried about everything, but nothing has worked. Then one day he came home and gave me a night I will never forget. He told me about this secret formula, Noxatril, that changed our life in the bedroom once and for all. Wow, Sandy, you beat me to it. I recommend Noxatril to every guy that struggles in the bedroom. It's the only one. Noxatril is all natural and works to increase blood flow fast. It's like that little blue pill on steroids. Noxatril has a special free bottle offer shipped discreetly to your door.
To find out how to get your bottle of Noxatril, call 800-421-0954. 800-421-0954. Get your free bottle for a limited time. Call now. 800-421-0954. 800-421-0954.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
Yeah, it's Free Talk Live. You dial toll free to bring up what you want. Our number is 855-450-FREE like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. And we've got the Discord call-in lines as well. You can hop on to one of those if you'd like, discord.lrn.fm. In fact, we've got somebody waiting there, but also we've just the phones are loaded up. So if you can't get through on our phone lines here tonight at 855-450-FREE. Don't worry, we're here every night. So if you didn't get in tonight, no worries. We're going to get you on tomorrow if you call tomorrow. Always better to call earlier rather than later, but I think we can get through almost everybody that's on our lines tonight. It's Ian, Richie, and Melanie in the studio here. Plus, ForkFest 2020 is on the way. If you feel like freedom is on the way out where you live, maybe you're in Virginia, and maybe your protest tomorrow doesn't stop the government from going and doing the things they want to do with taking guns and whatever else is going to come down the pipe, maybe you ought to consider regrouping. Maybe you ought to consider joining together with other people of like mind. If you love liberty, that is. If you want to tell other people how to live, stay away from ForkFest. But if you are...
If you're a single-issue guy and guns is that issue, yeah, maybe stay away.
Yeah, but if you care about liberty, if you care about freedom and guns and the right to self-defense is one aspect of that, then you really ought to check out ForkFest.party. It's going to be a gathering of liberty-minded folks, voluntarists, maybe anarchists, libertarians, hanging out in the beautiful White Mountains of New Hampshire, June 29th until July 5th. It's going to be the fourth year of ForkFest, and some people are saying it's going to be the flippening, where ForkFest becomes the larger of the two libertarian summer events.
Well, they did put it after ForkFest.
It is after for the first time.
They're positioning it a little bit differently.
Yep, and it's a full week now instead of like 5 days, so it's going to be a full week. The 29th of June through July 5th, which means it's also going to include for the first time Independence Day. So what a perfect excuse to come up, check out New Hampshire, spend Independence Day weekend and the several days before that with some people that actually care about freedom. You can relax, you can go camping and, you know, do that sort of thing. Or you can actually create something for others to experience. Maybe you want to put on a show. Maybe you've got some talent. You know, you can play music, or you like poker. You've got a poker table. You want to throw a few games or whatever. There's all kinds of options for you to create something for people to experience. It's up to you, because there's nobody who's in charge here. It's decentralized. There's no ticket prices. There's no tickets. There's none of that. There's no bureaucracy. There's no board of directors. There's no organizers. It's just you and whoever else shows up. And in 2019, there was, I would say, maybe like 300 people there. And now I can't do anything but eyeball the campground, so I don't actually know how many people.
I told you, walk around with a clicker.
But they're constantly moving. And people are all going all over the place at all the time, so you just kind of have to get a feel for it. But come on up and check it out. Go to forkfest.party, and we'll look forward to seeing you there, because Free Talk Live will be broadcasting from the event. We go to your phone calls and thoughts. Rob is in Lynchburg, Virginia, listening to WLNI-FM. Go ahead, Rob.
Hey, good evening. Hey. I just wanted to say that the folks in Virginia should pay attention, or around the country, pay attention. Mike Bloomberg last Saturday was bragging about how he fought the gun control issue in Virginia, that he spent his money, $24 million, to get people elected for his agenda personally, and that he would spend, you know, $1 billion or $2 billion to spread his socialism and communism around the country.
Why would he pick Virginia first?
I think it was just on the edge. The margin of victory was so slim, plus the mass shooting in Virginia Beach that just occurred, and it was a prime time to bring up the gun control issue.
Okay.
And so he stirred up the people in the metropolitan areas. And got them to elect socialists and communists. I mean, even Fairfax County elected a democratic socialist, and that's how he ran, as a democratic socialist in Fairfax County. So people need to be aware. Plus, and I can tell you, my son is a police officer in the county around Richmond, and they have stood up the incident management team, and our governor is stirring up trouble.
Okay, so wait a minute. You said they've stood up to the incident. Hold on. You said they've stood up to the incident management team. What is that?
That means that they are preparing for trouble. They have the state incident management team, the people that coordinate police, fire, rescue, EMS, National Guard, and all those people have a command center set up for trouble. And, you know, the governor, with him putting up the fence around the Capitol area, him banning guns, and then going out here and saying, well, you know, these people are going to cause trouble. Well, the only ones causing trouble are the busloads of Antifa that are headed towards Richmond. If there's any trouble, it's not people with concealed carry permits. It's not NRA members that will cause trouble. It will be, you know, the Antifa that will stir up the trouble.
Could also be the police.
Well, it could be.
Well, and your son's a cop and everything, but we've certainly seen plenty of evidence of cops stirring up trouble at protests, so they have an excuse to go in and crack some heads. Now, what is it that your son, how does your son feel about this situation? I mean, is he going to go around and confiscate guns? Have you asked him about that?
No, they won't. But he said, you know, and I live in the Bedford County area. We are a Second Amendment sanctuary county.
Okay.
Our sheriff will not do that. And we have counties, you know, 95.
And does your son, I'm sorry to interrupt, does your son work for the sheriff, or does he work for city police?
He works for a sheriff.
So what has the... Go ahead.
95% of the counties in Virginia and jurisdiction have voted to be Second Amendment sanctuary counties or cities. Even one of the largest cities, Virginia Beach, voted to be a Second Amendment sanctuary city. And the Attorney General says, well, there's no power in those resolutions. Well, when you have sheriffs that are saying we will deputize the citizens and make them, you know, deputies so that you can't take their guns, I mean, you know, think about it. If a sheriff's willing to deputize 1,000 people in his county,
yeah.
It's an interesting approach.
I also found interesting when West Virginia offered to absorb those counties into West Virginia.
And they are serious.
Right?
They are serious about doing that. I mean, you know, if they will annex any county that votes to come along.
What would it take to do that?
That would be hilarious.
Right.
Well, it would take, unfortunately, it would take the you know, the House and the Senate in Virginia.
They'd have to let them go.
Authorize it,
yeah.
Which they won't do now that they're Democrats.
Right.
But it's scary. I tell you, you know, I have said that before I give up my rifles, my long guns, I will send my wife out the door and I will die with them in my hand. Because I'm not giving up my gun.
Rob, thanks for calling tonight.
That's a tough call.
I really appreciate hearing from you. Thanks for sharing your thoughts with us tonight, man.
Thanks for your word, man.
Yes, sir. Let's go on to Dustin in Kansas, listening to KINA in Salina. Go ahead, Dustin.
Ian is a DJ name, right?
Ian is a DJ name? No, that's what I was given by birth.
I admire this show. I think it's the best one on the radio for what I get.
Hey, thanks, man.
Yeah. It's
sound like a DJ scratching
unique.
A record.
Stop. Go ahead. I'm sorry, Dustin.
It's completely unique, opening up the conversation
to
the community. So, thank you for your service.
Well, thank you for recognizing that. Was there anything else you wanted to say?
I just wanted to add that I've called before and told you that I'm working for the Tea Party. As the Constitution isn't remembered for one paragraph from any judge in the land, and I'm still sacrificing to work for the Tea Party, and I think I've completed the want for the community. So.
I'm amazed the Tea Party even exists. I haven't heard anything about the Tea Party for like most of the last decade.
I've still got my Liberty Dollar Tea Party flag somewhere.
Really?
Yeah.
It's a dedication. It's a dedication for we the people, and the conditions that there is no law. If the of the difficulty to remember even one paragraph.
Yeah, I don't know what you're trying to say, Dustin, but I do want to say thank you for listening and thank you for the compliment. I definitely appreciate hearing from you tonight. The toll-free number here, 855-450-FREE. I just can't dedicate any more time to it. I really can't. I really appreciate him calling in, though, man. It takes a lot to call a talk radio show, especially in that condition. 855-450-FREE. This is Free Talk Live.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Dahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, Dahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. Dahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Join me, George Norrie, in Indian Wells, California, May 29th to June 1st for the Contact in the Desert UFO Conference, an epic weekend of exploration into UFOs, ancient civilizations, crop circles, and so much more. Over 150 lectures, panels, workshops, and events with leading experts, Paul Hellyer, Linda Moulton Howe, Nick Pope, Emery Smith, Stephen Greer, Russell Targ, Doc Wallach, Leslie Kane, and more. Get your tickets at contactinthedesert.com. It's time to make contact, contactinthedesert.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live. Moments remain. Enough time for you. If you dial the phone number, which is 855-450-FREE, or you call us on our Discord server at discord.lrn.fm. If you want to sound great, and we like it when you sound great, you should be on our Discord server. I know it takes some extra steps. You do have to join the Discord server, and that's easy to do. That's a username and password set up. And this is like the hardest part, right? Like, you got to create the account, then you got to log into the server for the first time. You should probably install the app on whatever device you've got, maybe your tablet, your smartphone, or your laptop or desktop computer. You can actually have it on more than one device. So I've got it on my smartphone. It's also on my laptop. So pretty much I've got Discord with me wherever I go. And then you're in our server, and then once you're in, all you got to do is click on the on-air call-in line rooms, and there's four of them right there at the top of the server. You pick one, hop in that room, we'll see you there, and we'll join you in the room, and then you'll sound great.
Just about any other service requires a login and sign up anyway.
So that's pretty standard.
Yeah.
I mean, it's so for the first time of calling in, there's extra steps involved, but after that, it's just one button. You just press the call-in room, and you're in. So you put a little bit of time in up front, and then you sound great, and then it'll be easier for us to understand you, and that's a good thing. So, discord.lrn.fm. But we go back to your phone calls and thoughts. It's been Virginia gun protest all night tonight here on Free Talk Live. But it is open phones, and you can bring up anything. That said, we're going back to John, who's in Virginia, listening to WNIS out in Norfolk. Go ahead, John.
Good evening. How are you guys doing tonight?
Good. Welcome, sir.
Great show. So I don't know. I haven't heard the whole show tonight. I'm driving around door dashing for extra money, and I've been listening on and off. But I have a little bit of an idea about how this is going to go down. And there's a lot of bills that were proposed as soon as the election was over. They had them filed almost immediately. And a lot of them have been scrapped for now. So
really?
My idea is that, and I know this sounds kind of nefarious, but I think these legislators are hoping for the worst type of behavior so they can go ahead and put these bills that were scrapped, the most egregious ones, back on the table.
Yeah, can you give us an example of one of them that's been scrapped?
Yeah, so I wish I had the bill numbers, but I don't remember them off the top of my head. But the one that really kind of sent everybody into the stratosphere was the gun ban. And so the ban was probably the strictest in the country, or the proposed ban.
Is that scrapped? Because I thought that's like the crux of what's going on here.
Right. there's a bill in the House that hasn't been discussed, but the bill from the Senate was taken off the table. And so basically the bill would ban basically 75 to 80% of everything that's sold in Virginia, what everybody has. So anything with a magazine over 10 rounds.
Hold on, just to clarify, it would ban guns that have already been, that are already in possession of people, or ban the future sales of those guns?
So the original language of the law, as far as I can understand it, was that there would be no grandfather clause. That overnight, when the bill was passed, or if the bill were to be passed overnight, pretty much, you know, millions of Virginians would be, you know, felons.
Why do you think they scrapped it? Are they scared?
I think it's because of the reaction. I mean, this it's unprecedented. I live in Virginia Beach, and I went to the Second Amendment rally there at the city council, and it was packed. I was inside the actual room, and there were at least, I think, 1,000 people outside chanting, and I think that's gotten their attention. So I think they've scrapped a lot of these bills, but they're never going away permanently. They're waiting in the wings. Absolutely. So if tomorrow goes down and it's really bad, then that gun ban is going to come back. I've talked to local gun store owners, and they have no idea. Like, you know, what are they going to do with their stock? They've spent all this money and all these, you know, firearms. They also had a lot of really strange bills in there that have been kind of like put under the rug for right now. They had bills that would you couldn't operate a shooting range unless it was a government shooting range, which is really bizarre. You couldn't participate in martial arts classes if you were part of a militia group, or with how they define militia group.
I heard a little bit about that. I thought that was a little bit overblown in with the media coverage. Like, it wasn't exactly what they were describing.
So you're saying these are the ones that are scrapped, but there's still plenty of bad ones that are on the deck, right?
Yeah, so the ones that are going with are what they would call, and it's funny how, you know, whenever somebody wants to pass a law, they get to define what common sense means, you know? Mm-hmm. Common sense laws. Well, who says common sense? Well, these
common
guys are
sense gun control.
Right, common sense. Yeah, as if you oppose it, then you have no common sense, right? Mm-hmm. So that's how, it's very clever how they frame it. But the ones that they're going to probably pass immediately are the red flag laws, and the you can't buy more than one gun a month, I believe, which is really, just really silly. I mean, how many handguns can you use at one time? So and then they're gonna pass that one.
Go with six.
Right. And then they're gonna pass the one where you can't. There's even if you want to sell a gun to a family member, you're gonna have to have a background check. Which is silly. None of this stuff works. We know it. Statistically, we know it. But the more egregious stuff, the stuff that really pisses people off, I think they're gonna table those for now. And then the first instance of any kind of mass shooting that happens next, because there probably will be another one at some point.
Like the Patriot Act, just sitting on the side ready to go.
Oh, yeah, it's not like we fight this and then we win and it's done.
Right, they keep bringing them back.
Until we get rid of the state, we're going to have to keep fighting the same fight.
Yeah, that's
true. It's never, never going to end. It's going to be a constant battle for, you know, I don't know, for the rest of my life anyway, you know, and
John, I appreciate the call, man. Thanks for sharing with us tonight. Definitely appreciate that. Let's go to Tim. He's also in Virginia Beach, listening to WNIS. Go ahead, Tim.
Hey, guys. How are you tonight?
Hey, Tim. What's
all
on
right.
your mind?
Listen, I wanted to run that red flag law by you guys one time.
Sure. Now, it's crap. I'm already going to tell you that. Go ahead.
Well, I am in. Man, I love that guy that you were just talking to. Man, I agree with him 100%. I know I was turned away from a shooting range here. Not in Virginia Beach, but close.
Why did they turn you away?
Well, they said I'm not allowed to shoot the rifle there anymore. Only handguns.
Really?
And bows.
Why?
Yes.
Well, is that range policy, though? I mean, because if that's range policy, then...
Yeah, but why?
Well, it never was before because I've shot the rifle there many times.
Okay.
So it was something new. No, not even a vague reason as to why. Just a wink and a nod, and you know what's going on. So I guess
But apparently you don't know what's going on.
Well, so are you concerned that the red flag law, someone will turn you in and they'll come for the rest of your firearms?
Well, no. My question was, what if you know someone who happens to have a lot of firearms who you think is a threat?
Well, now, wait a minute. Did this person actually threaten you, or do you just think that they're potentially dangerous?
No, no. But there's,
befriend them and trade with them voluntarily.
Drug
usage involved.
Well, I mean, just because somebody's getting high doesn't mean that they're a threat necessarily.
Well, you know, they're pretty violent.
They're violent.
And they've got guns.
Okay, what have they done? I mean, have they actually harmed you? Have they threatened you directly?
No.
So what I don't want to do with that person is give them the ability to call the cops and be like, hey, my potential victim, you should go take all their guns from me first before I go attack them.
That's what I mean. That's where I'm torn. Like, what do you do in my position?
You leave the person alone. I mean, yeah. If somebody's minding their own business, but they look dangerous and they're not threatening you, then they're not a threat. I mean, I don't understand maybe there's something I'm missing here.
Work on your draw just in case he comes after you. You can fire quicker.
Okay, well, there's a lot of road rage.
Road rage, okay.
There's a pistol underneath the seat.
Yep. Not a good way to store a gun, by the way.
Right on. He likes to wave it around.
Yep.
Okay, no, wait, are you spec? Hold on. Now, wait.
Okay, so brandishing is a form of threatening, and that's already illegal.
Yeah, but wait, are you talking about a theoretical guy, or are you talking about a real guy that you know who literally goes and waves a gun around?
A person. A person.
Sounds like he knows a guy.
Yes.
Okay. You know a guy who's gotten into road rage incidents, has pulled a gun, and menaced other people with it.
Not pulled a gun, not waved it at people.
Okay, I'm sorry. I thought you did say he was waving it at people. So you think he has the potential?
Waving it around.
Wait till he does, and then draw quicker.
There you go. Thanks for the call tonight. I appreciate it, Tim. But don't call the cops. It just makes things worse. It really does. I like your advice there, Richie. And you can check more of Richie out on his show, which is The Anarchist Experience.
Anarchistexperience.com.
You can find him there. He's got a fresh show up every single week on his podcast feed. And we will continue tomorrow night. Hopefully nobody will get hurt tomorrow in Virginia, but we will see, and we'll let you know what we hear, and you can call
us. Have you ever wanted to work when you wanted to work instead of having to report to an office? Have you ever felt trapped by relationship rules like monogamy? I'm Caleb Jones, and I have taught hundreds of thousands of men how to create low work, high-income businesses, and how to date women under your terms. Watch our free, live, on-demand replay training with me so you can learn how to create location-independent income and date women the way you want. Go to alpha.freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live is now on more than 200 radio stations nationwide. We've had more than 18 million podcast downloads, and we claim millions of listens a month. We're a multimedia ad venue with print, email, web, and terrestrial radio marketing platforms. We strive to have ad packages that cater to advertisers big and small. Contact me today at marketfreetalklive.com to see what we can do for you. marketfreetalklive.com. If you're a local advertiser, contact this station. But if you can service a national audience, contact me, marketfreetalklive.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.